Phoneboy Speaks, episode 704, Let's Encrypt. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, among other organizations, is involved with a new initiative that will launch sometime next year called Let's Encrypt. And the idea is that we want to make it easy for people to get SSL certificates for their websites so that they can, they can turn it on, and basically people can get their, whatever it is that they want to access, but have it be encrypted all the way through so that you know that you're connecting to the correct website and that there's no question. So they want to ease the pain of that. I mean, again, there's been, relatively free certificate authorities for some time. So, I mean, it is possible to do that, but, there's some technical issues, right? I mean, and so it's, and they're trying to solve some of that by this initiative. And the idea is, to make it easy to get the certificates and renew the certificates and just just automate all of that. So it's just a no brainer. But what I'm curious about, and I don't know, I think there's probably some way to do this, but the idea is that usually in order to have an SSL certificate on a website, you have to have a static IP because you don't know. As part of that negotiation process, there's that, the SSL certificate is put out there. So how do I know what certificate to expect when, multiple people share the same IP? Shared hosting environments have used the same IP for, a number of different websites for a long time. And but everything's unencrypted. So you can put anything you want. It's easy to say what website I'm connecting to, but this is, in order to even send data, you still have to know who you're connecting to. And so the negotiation process has to happen. So maybe there's some way to do this. And so I don't know, I'll admit I'm a little fuzzy on the technical details of how this might work, but this is something that hopefully they're trying to solve, right? Is because, I certainly don't want to have to pay my ISP $4 a month to have a static IPv6 or IPv4 address so that I can use this, these free certificates, because that's not really free. And, there's nothing being submitted on my site anyway. It's all static text files. So, I understand the need for it, and I hope that they, maybe this has been solved, and this issue of having, one IP address potentially serve multiple SSL certificates, and maybe this has been solved, and I don't know that yet. But anyway, this is I applaud the EFF and others for trying to make this easier, but I think getting other services to sort of buy into this and use this, especially the free services that people use sometimes to host their websites. I could see something like a Squarespace or something maybe using this, or maybe this being an option with Amazon Web Services. But I think we got a ways to go before all of the websites on the internet will be encrypted.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.